This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The Japanese government said North Korea fired projectiles toward its eastern sea on Wednesday, an apparent display of its expanding military capabilities ahead of a planned nuclear negotiations with the United States on Saturday. There were no reports of damage to Japanese vessels or aircraft traveling in the area. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the launches and said they violated UN resolutions against the North. Abe said the Japan National Security Council would discuss the situation and plan an appropriate response. A top GOP senator says the whistleblower at the heart of the U.S. Democrats' impeachment probe should be heard out and protected. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has this story.
Iowa's Chuck Grassley chairs the Senate Finance Committee and is a longtime whistleblower advocate, with some Republicans criticizing the whistleblower for relying in part on secondhand information. Grassley says it should not be rejected out of hand, and that nobody should be making judgments or pronouncements without first hearing from the whistleblower. President Trump said yesterday he's trying to find out just who the whistleblower is. Grassley says the person's request for confidentiality should be respected. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Taiwan's armed forces deployed a floating bridge as part of their rescue efforts Wednesday, following the collapse of a bridge over a bay in eastern Taiwan a day earlier. A towering bridge collapsed Tuesday, sending a burning oil tanker truck falling onto boats in the water below. Six people, all foreigners, were missing and are believed to be trapped on one of the fishing boats. 10 people are being treated at hospitals, some with serious injuries. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or also on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. China marked 70 years under communist rule Tuesday with a military parade. But in Hong Kong, demonstrators against Chinese interference held demonstrations that led to violent conflicts with police. Video footage indicated that one protester was shot in the chest by police. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
As Beijing marked the founding of the People's Republic with a display of military might, it was a tale of two cities in this country with two systems. Cat-and-mouse clashes spread across Hong Kong, with police firing tear gas and rubber bullets at petrol bomb-hurling protesters. Earlier, thousands had marched from Causeway Bay towards the government headquarters in Admiralty, defying a ban on a rally. Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement had vowed to hijack China's National Day to propel their protests further onto the international stage.
That was Reuters' David Doyle reporting. U.S. factory activity hit its lowest level in more than a decade as President Trump's trade wars take a toll on American and global manufacturing. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The Institute for Supply Management, an association of purchasing managers, said its manufacturing index shrank for the second straight month. That was not great news for investors on Wall Street, as the reported slowdown in manufacturing added to existing fears of weakening global growth. The nearly 15-month trade dispute with China, along with tariffs on steel, aluminum, and other products, may have been intended to help U.S. manufacturers, but it appears to be having the opposite effect. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Justice Department's Inspector General says the Drug Enforcement Administration was slow to respond to America's opioid crisis and failed to develop a national strategy to combat the problem. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The watchdog report finds that as opioid-related deaths began spiking after 2013, the DEA held back one of its key enforcement tools, suspending manufacturers, distributors, and others to keep drugs from being diverted. There were nearly 60 of those orders in 2011, and 4 years later, just five. The report also cites the DEA for raising the amount of oxycodone that could be produced in a single year by nearly 400%. The DEA is agreeing to some of the recommendations in the report, including mandating prescriptions be electronic, not handwritten, to cut down on fraud. West Virginia's Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, who sued the DEA, says this mismanagement contributed to the senseless deaths of many Americans. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.